Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength, and happiness. So big welcome this week to the podcast is my mum. My mum is called Chris. So mum, thanks so much for being roped into coming on my Mindfulness Pilates podcast.
That's lovely. Very happy to do so.
So we're going to talk about your Pilates journey. So first of all, what inspired you to start Pilates?
Well, I think it was you that started me many years ago. 2001?
No, I think it's over 22 years now. So what's that? 2008?
Oh gosh, 2008, right.
2008, yeah. But you started before that with me though.
Yes.
I qualified and opened my old studios in that year. So you started learning even before that, didn't you?
Yes, well, we saw it on television when you came back from Australia.
Yeah.
And then that's how you started and qualified. And I started regularly for years. But I find actually this Zoom business wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Do you?
Yes, because we used to go to class and that was it. We'd go to class. But with Zoom, we get feedback. We get a replay, which we can practice in the week if we put our minds to it. and then we have a 6-minute session that we can do every day if we could again discipline ourselves to do that, and that's absolutely brilliant. I know my 6 minutes off by heart now.
That's really good, Mom. You can have a gold star. And it's really good because how that's so good to know. I mean, how has it helped you this year? I mean, I'll say it from my perspective in a minute, but how has it helped you this year? So like we're over 22 years down the line now of teaching you and you doing your Pilates exercises and everything. So how has it helped you this year? Because this is the year we've been really working a lot, because you don't live near me, do you? You live over 120 miles away. So this is just the perfect way with the Mindfulness Pilates membership for you to work with me, isn't it? So how has it helped you this year?
Well, I'd become pretty staid, really. And my hip, which had been a problem for quite a long time, has really bucked its ideas up and is not in any pain anymore. And I mean, I can walk up the stairs, which I would go up one leg at a time, and that has really, really improved.
Yeah, and you were having because I remember every time we'd meet up prior to you doing this, I mean, you've really you've really put the time in this year, haven't you, since we've been doing this?
Absolutely.
You've gone from 1 hour in class a week to me to 2 hours, and then you're now doing 3 hours a week, and you're practicing most days your 6 minutes and stuff, aren't you? And you're practicing your balance. So what was, when we were meeting up before, you were saying about having problems with the hip pain and going upstairs, but also your balance was dodgy, wasn't it?
Very dodgy. And that recommendations of when we clean our teeth, we can balance and work in the right way. And you can do this, you know, all around. I'm finding I do it all around the house.
Yeah.
Balancing.
So when you're saying balancing, the standing balance, standing on one leg.
Yes, when I've got bits in the kitchen I can hold on to and so on. So it works. It works really well.
Yeah, because you're practicing the balance every day, and that's because before, we're going up and down the stairs, when I met up with you, I'd feel like I wanted to hold under your elbow, under your arm, to give you extra support with when I was with you going up and downstairs. And now I know you're off jogging and stuff. And it's improved so much, hasn't it?
That's pretty amazing, because I've never jogged, ever. And then I suddenly, don't know why, I thought I'd, have a try. And so I jog between lampposts along the road, and then walk the next one, and so on. And hopefully that will improve that I'll manage to do it, say, all round the block. But I haven't managed that yet.
Yeah, because you show off at the beginning of class doing a bit of jogging on the spot, don't you? Mum, are you happy to share with everyone for you listening how old you are?
I was 18.
How young you are.
I was 18 in August. So I had my jab yesterday, first jab.
Yeah. So with the balance, it's just been brilliant. So like when I teach a lot of clients with the balance, you had to hold on a lot to start with, didn't you? So we'd get you holding onto a chair and then standing on one leg with good posture and everything. But now, as you say, you can do it all around the house. You can hold onto a sink. You can hold onto a worktop. You can hold onto the back of a settee. But you're getting much better at it, aren't you?
I am, definitely. But the whole sessions that, as you were talking about thinking, it's all geared to lifestyle, how we sit, how we stand, and one's mental mindset as well. And one feels, so much better.
Have you found it? So you said you find, has it helped you this year, do you think, in that way?
Absolutely. Yes. It's not just 1 hour's class and off you go. It's there all the time.
How interesting. How do you like, have you ever turned up to class feeling stressed or in a bad mood, and then like during class or afterwards felt much better?
No, because I prepare myself. I know that I'm going to class and I get ready and off I go.
Yeah. How do you enjoy the 1 minute breathing and relax at the beginning of class and the 5 minute relaxation at the end?
Oh, well, that's lovely. I really enjoy that. Yeah. Could easily go off to sleep.
You won't be the first one to fall asleep in my relaxations, Mum. You can always fall asleep when you do it on your own. So every class as well, when you're stretching, we always do I always pick a positive affirmation card message for you, don't I, in class, whilst you're stretching. And so I'm going to pick you one today, and then pick one for me, and we can have a chat about what it means. So in class, that's what we do. Whilst just stretching and breathing and relaxing, I go around picking everybody a card. So how do you enjoy the positive affirmations in class, Mum?
Well, they're brilliant, because whatever you're doing, you just makes you think about whatever the card says.
Yeah. So these are my Happy Kids cards, and I use them with all my adult clients, and I love using them with my mum as well, but my mum comes to classes, so she's kept one in class too. So I'm going to pick mum a card now, but when I do this in class, everyone's doing a stretch and breathing and relaxing at the same time, and then everyone has a quick little chit-chat about what the message means to you. So this is for you today, Mum, Chris. So this is for Mum today. It says, I ask for help. I ask those I trust and love for help. What does that mean to you today, Mum? Chris?
What does that mean to me today? Mm-hmm. I ask for help. It's something I'm not very good at. So it's something that needs improvement.
Yeah.
I tend to make do.
Oh, no, we're not having make do, are we?
No.
No, you deserve the best. You deserve the best. So no make do for you, Mum. So have a treat yourself to no more making do. So basically in class, that's how we do it, isn't it, Mum?
It is.
So you can have a think about how you can treat yourself to asking for more help then, Mum. That's a good plan. Well, I'm gonna have a turn as well today. So this is how you can do this at home as well. You just give them a shuffle, fan them out, pick a card. My one today is I am strong. So in class, I would say to you, you are strong. And then you're doing your strengthening exercises to gain more strength. If you're doing your back strengthening exercise, I add in the positive affirmations during the exercises. So I'll say to you, your back muscles are strengthening whilst you're doing the exercise. So therefore, it is true. So for me today, I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong. I do. I practice what I teach. I do an hour a week like my clients. I do my 6 minutes every day, and I do more than that because my back needs it, and I cycle and walk. But like my clients, because I've had back problems and I have muscle imbalances still, I'm constantly working on improving my strength balance in my on my left-hand side and stuff like that. So Pilates really helps to do that, and although I look fit and toned on the outside, I'm still really working on my strength on the inside. And that's obviously what I do with clients as well. So I've had a bit more nerve damage on my left-hand side because of prolapse disc. I'm always working on that strength. But I feel strong because I'm doing it. And I'm happy with my overall strength. But like with my clients, we're all, as my friend Janie Lee Grace would say, we're all imperfectly improving. That's her expression. We're all imperfectly improving, and even being right and left-handed, you can have a muscle imbalance and a strength imbalance. So we're just all imperfectly improving. So that's what my message means today. Yeah. So anything that one means to you, do you quite like it when I bring in some strength and different affirmations during the exercises as well, Mum?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's quite helpful, isn't it? It's quite helpful. So we've had a really good chit chat today. Have you got any wisdom takeaway tip for everyone? I think you've already given some great tips today, but have you got one takeaway tip you'd like to give everyone from, you know, what's helped you?
Well, to make sure that one does the exercises and you know what you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about doing the right ones, isn't it? And
Absolutely. Doing it.
Yes. So get exercising, everyone. Okay, that's what my mum told you. So you can come and join us. You can come and join us. But yeah, Mum, thank you so much for sharing your inspirational story. I'm so proud of you with your Pilates this year. I think this year has been your best year of Pilates, actually.
I do too.
It has, absolutely. I'm so proud of you. I mean, dedicating three hours a week, daily practice. But I mean, you are the epitome of the ideal client. I mean, you were motivated because of the pain. The pain's gone. Now you're jogging. Balance was horrendous. Now your balance is good enough to jog, and I don't have to hold on to you for dear life going up and down stairs. And to see you incorporating it into your lifestyle, that is what I'm here to help you all do. And to see my mum doing that and knowing that I can get to 80 and be like my mum is absolutely, you know, very, very inspirational, Mum.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration. Yeah, are you crying? Did I make you emotional? So I'd just like to say big thank you, Mum, and also for being my mum. You are absolutely amazing, Mum. And me and my son love you so much. Yeah.
We love you too.
And thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And thank you so much, Mum.
Okay then. Bye.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Thank you for coming, everyone. See you next time. Oh, wasn't that so nice having my mum on this week? What an inspiration. So after all that inspiration, it's time. time now to treat you to the gorgeous 5-minute relaxation for you. So in your own time, you can go into the beautiful 5-minute Hawaii beach relaxation now for you. I really, really hope you enjoy that. So get yourself all cozy, ready for relaxation now. This is your weekly treat of relaxation and TLC, especially for you. Welcome to your Hawaii relaxation. Get comfortable for relaxation by sitting or lying down. Close your eyes. If you'd like to, tuck yourself up in a cozy warm blanket. Otherwise, relax with your eyes closed. And start your breathing and relaxing now. This time is especially for you. Breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, relax. Relaxing more and more on each out breath, enjoying the beautiful music as you relax. And keep the breathing going as you now in your mind take yourself to a beautiful Hawaiian beach. This beach is a black sand beach in Hawaii on the Big Island of Hawaii. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And you can choose between a gorgeous deck chair, a giant comfy towel on the sand, or perhaps a gorgeous, gorgeous, like pod-like mattress to lie on. With the sounds of the sea, you can see the sea and you can hear the sea. And just a few yards away from you, as you breathe and relax, you're aware that there's a gorgeous turtle resting and asleep. The sand here is more charcoal black colour. It's slightly coarse and it gives a dramatic landscape as you breathe and relax. And change your breathing now to in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. Letting your tummy rise and fall and relax. You see the palm trees, those beautiful landscape of the palm trees and the beautiful breeze with the palm trees, the Hawaiian palm trees. The scenery is so dramatic and beautiful with the black sand beach and the palm trees, a blue sky and just a few gorgeous fluffy clouds floating on by. Breathe and relax. In the distance, in the sea, there are some dolphins playing. You feel so calm and serene here, and it's like it's your own private beach. You can escape here anytime. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. And just daydream and relax here. Keep your breathing going now, through your nose and out through your nose, 10 more times. And breathe and relax. You feel so lucky to be on a lovely holiday-like moment in Hawaii. You feel so relaxed. Your head and neck and muscles are so relaxed. Your back muscles are relaxed. Your arms and hands are relaxed. Your legs, feet and toes are relaxed. You feel so lucky to be spending some time in Hawaii on this black sand beach. Feeling calm in mind and body with the beautiful positive affirmation of I am calm, All is calm and well. I am at peace within. As you breathe and relax, daydreaming on your beach. The temperature is perfect for you. You can come back to this beautiful meditation anytime you like. Just take a deep breath in, and then as you exhale, wiggling your fingers and your toes, on the next out breath, just slowly opening your eyes. Either have a stretch, or if you're lying down, slowly roll onto your side to come up to sitting and have a glass of water. Take your time coming round from your relaxation, and you can go back into your relaxation anytime you like. Well done, and sending you lots and lots and lots of love today. Really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Really hope you're feeling good after today's relaxation. So coming up to sitting slowly, and just do a few happy shoulder circles, a few little mindfulness Pilates movements just to wake up a little bit. Just circle those shoulders a few times, just breathing in, breathing out. Have a glass of water, be amazing. Maybe get yourself a nice cup of tea, move around, have a walk around after the relaxation, and have an amazing, amazing week. And really look forward to helping and hopefully inspiring you again in next week's podcast. Lots and lots of love to you. See you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.